Blog Talk Radio.
And welcome to The Code. I am your host, Zimaz Zadeh. I have my co-host on the line, Keisha Taylor and Ron are here. Hey, y'all. How y'all doing?
Hey, hey, hey.
What's going on, good people?
What's going on?
None much, mate. We here.
Right.
For another all Friday.
All I good to.
Y'all.
We made it for another Friday.
Without showing out on nobody, well, I can't necessarily really say that to you. But anyway, we're here. We're here to drink. We're having a good time tonight. So, yep. So, let's go ahead and get the disclaimer. I'm not going to wake up no grown person who knows they're supposed to be somewhere at 10:30. I'm not going to do it.
You stupid. Stop saying shit without saying
Already. Alrighty, said what I said. But we drink. We got some people smoke here. We say inappropriate things. We are your inappropriate ass friends on a Friday night. Tonight's show will be brought to you by Malibu, Red Bull, and Pineapple Juice. Yep, I'm on number 2. Slowly making my way to number 3. And it'll be wherever it is.
Why you gotta say number 2 like that?
But how I say it?
That's how you said it. Number 2.
That's funny. Oh well.
Because that's where she at in life. That's where she at. She on number 2. That's where she at.
So let me tell you where I'm at in life. I said to myself, I said, okay, let me run to the store right quick and go get me something to, you know, twist up my drug of choice. So instead of walking my ass to the store and keeping my parking spot, I said, nah, I'm going to drive to the store. I'm going to do it. Motherfucker, I took my parking spot. Ain't this a bitch? Should have walked my ass to the store.
You should have walked your ass.
Well, how about just not smoke, right? Right. Oh, well, fuck it. I'm sorry.
Okay.
I'm complaining. I'm not going to complain anymore for the rest of the night.
Okay. Well, you ain't got to complain. You ain't got to complain. I'm gonna write a song about everything.
Please don't.
So, yep. That's my mood. So tonight, we're just gonna chop it up, hang out for a bit, and we are going to do some hot seat questions. So it'll be round robin. It will be. Y'all want to do like each give each a time limit, or you just want to do round robin? Let me ask that first.
I'm your fuck.
Me neither. Oh. We can do whatever.
I don't want to do whatever. Whatever makes us feel better.
I'm your fuck.
So I have a slight bent before we get started.
Okay.
So y'all know I don't like no raggedy wig.
Oh Lord. This is true.
I don't know. I don't like no raggedy wig. If you're going to wear a wig, go get you a good wig and you wear it, right? But you better not walk your ass out of here with no sense that raggedy ass on. Looking like one of them half-head baby dolls with that raggedy ass shit in your head.
Oh, no. Not Raggedy Ann and Andy. She look like Raggedy Ann and Andy.
You remember the baby doll? It's not even a baby doll. It was a half of a doll. It was just her head, and all you could do was do her hair. You remember that doll?
Oh yes.
She was a Barbie.
Mhm.
And she had that raggedy synthetic hair in her head. You couldn't do nothing to it. Every time you tried to brush it, and it would just be raggedy. So. I made a post earlier this week about these raggedy ass wigs. So happened, the reason why I made it is because somebody walked onto my plane with one new raggedy ass wig on, and I had to keep my face straight ahead. Hey, how you doing today? And I couldn't say nothing else to her but other than that, because her wig was just that terrible, and it made my spirit weary. So the next day, I hop on the internet. I hop on that little blue app that we like to, frequent every now and again, share jokes and shit on. And one of these bitches had one of them shits on in their head. And when I tell you, let me tell y'all this. Her friends hate her. Can't stand her. Wish the bitch was probably dead. That's what I tell you. First and foremost, if you are my friend, your hair ain't never raggedy. One, your clothes don't never look out of place. Two, three, if you going somewhere with me, bitch, you going to gather yourself up and you going to be on some cute shit. Whether we doing sweatpants on a t-shirt today, or we going to get gussied up and perch these girls to the gods. Whatever you choose to do, you will not walk out of here looking less than a doggone motherfucking 9.5, because not everybody's a goddamn 10. But listen. The reason why I say that is it's very specific, because her friends are on my Facebook page. And she's on my Facebook page. Because clearly I saw her in the picture, right? So... keep in mind, I never said no names. I could have been talking about a lot of people, but I was real specific, but I didn't say no names. It's funny how the next day, there's a post that was like, somebody trying to clown people about their wigs, but they look a mess. Fuck, bitch, you ain't never. Saw me look a mess. Not now, not ever, not even on a day when it rained and my hair decided to swell up and it's 19,000 degrees outside. You ain't never seen no shit like that. And then had the audacity. They'd be like, she shaped like a bag of sack of potatoes. Now, I know you got me fucked up. Because, bitch, you ain't so far from removed being 300 pounds. Please don't let me remind you. This is why I can't do people, because when people feel like they need to step on somebody, now I am not stepping on you. I said your wig is terrible. You can correct that shit. You can correct the bad wig. You can't correct your raggedy ass personality. But So I was like, I know. Now I said, and then I quickly was like, you know what? It's funny how you and your friends knew I was talking about you. Now what that say about y'all? The moment you put that synthetic ass, crooked ass wig on your head, you knew, you know what? This ain't the move today. This ain't the move. You know what I'm going to do? Let me snatch this bitch off my head and go about my business. Then, let's add a little bit to it. Your mama do hair. No goddamn
I'm
reason why you got a rapid
at
ass.
At this
week.
Point in the story, I'm done.
All why? The way done. All the way.
Why? Why are you done?
Completely. Completely.
Listen. Ain't no reason. No reason. At all. If your mama do hair, ain't no reason why your hair look a mess. Sit in your chair for a little while today. Now I want to see the mama hair. Now I want to see it at this point. Because if you out here wearing that ragged, it ain't even human hair. It's synthetic. So, bitch, if I light a lighter, your head, your head is going to melt.
I'm not fucking with you, Mom. No, I'm not fucking with you. No.
Just fit. Fix her, Lord. Fix her. Just fix her.
Lord, fix her.
She said it's going to melt. It's going to turn into a helmet for real.
Now, let's go back 37 minutes ago when she said gussied up. Nigga, I was done at that point. When she brought back the Little House on the fucking Prairie fucking words, I was fucking done. And then I was quiet. I was quiet. I'm learning to be fucking patient. I've learned. I thank you. Then when this nigga Taylor only went back 35 years, when Amaz went back 37 years, and she said Raggedy Ann and Andy, you know what I'm saying? I'm like, oh, this bitch got the hands mixed up. They ain't on the same page. Then they got on the same page and realized, oh, this bitch here is all the way fucked up. This the shit that the little pink comb gets stuck in. I got you.
Yeah.
Fuck that bitch. Fuck her mother.
That's the fabric softener can't save it. Because, you know, if your Barbie doll, if her hair got matted up, you could just put the fabric softener on it and fix it. That hair you can't fix. It's like two steps away from straw.
Wait a minute. So you mean to tell me, Ben, in order for this bitch to fix this motherfucking wig, she need to go get her some goddamn Downy? Not no conditioner. Some goddamn Downy?
No.
I thought I said I was done. I don't know. This shit is still going. I'm going to light my blunt. Continue, ladies, as you were.
No. So, you know, your Barbie doll, you know, you could get, you could get. No, not the new Barbie dolls, the new ones now. You could get fabric softener, and then you could get the little kinks out. She got the hair that's like 2 seconds, it's like 2 seconds away from straw. So you can't do nothing with that one. That shit is like, it's like a plastic material.
It's
like plastic.
It's synthetic. And when I tell you, if I light a lighter close to that bitch head, she gonna die. She gonna blow up.
So she a fire hazard at that. So not only is you outside with this badass wig on, now you a fire hazard and you putting people's life in danger. All right.
Only her friends, because I ain't walking around with that shit. I ain't hanging with no bitch who look like that. Got me fucked up.
So now, God forbid, somebody lighting the cigarette, right? And they smoke the cigarette and they throw it on the ground, but they don't put it out all the way. And if the ass scattered, that's
it. I'm going to do it just because today is Friday.
Mm-mm.
Just because.
Don't, please don't. Ladies.
Because I don't buy
talk
no
about
money.
Talk about that Busta Rhymes song, Light Your Ass on Fire.
Okay. Yeah, like that bitch, let up. Put your lighters up. Yeah. Oh, sorry. Okay. So I'm going to be thinking about my kids. Because sometimes I have to remind people where they got me fucked up at. Because at the end of the day, bitch, you can walk out this house, you gussy it up, got all your good shit on, and I can walk outside in my uniform and turn more heads than what you going to do. So I'm going to need you to humble yourself, sit your ass down before I remind you of the hole that you are. And then the exact time when you got me fucked up at, and in my white people version of when you got me fucked up, hey now, buddy. Look at here, buddy. Look at here.
Oh, shit.
So, yeah. I'm glad I got that off my chest. That's so good. Okay. I'm done with the jokes, Ron. Dang.
Oh, no. I've been done. I'm over here, Chad.
I've been done. I've been done with you. I've been sick of you for a long time now. You said I've been done with you. You're not done with me. We still got a whole bunch of games playing.
Y'all motherfuckers was really going in on this chick. And I had a few on my head I was going to come back with, too. I was like, nope, I'm not even going to feed into this shit. I'm not going to do it.
What? Why not?
Nope, not going to do it.
Okay, well, could you do us a real solid favor? And can you post the pictures in the office so then that way
of the week
we can see them?
Oh, my God.
Sure, girl.
Appreciate
I'm going to post the original picture that I was talking about. I'm going to post that picture first. The picture of the baby doll. Okay? Do that first.
I'm done.
Then go to baby doll.
I'm done with
baby
y'all.
Doll.
So every fucking body who's listening is fucking left out the joke, but we get to laugh at this bitch. That is some extra petty shit. You see the level of petty that we stoop to?
Yes.
I don't give a fuck.
Yes.
No, I'm here for it. Don't be pussy. I'm here for it.
That's the doll. Yes. That's the doll. Like the hair is like it's plastic. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And all you can do is brush it and put it in the ponytail.
Yeah, mm-hmm. She should have thought about that before she came out her face sideways. Because I really could have been talking about somebody else. But no, bitch, you took it personal. You took it personal, so guess what? I was personally talking about you. Now what? Okay? So the second mm-hmm. picture is now there, too.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all make sure you tell me ooh, that motherfucker.
Baby! I know you fucking lie.
Don't that wig look like
that? That is a Family Dollar wig. If I seen one, baby.
That is a Family Dollar wig.
You didn't even put the front down properly. You didn't even lay down the lace right.
That ain't nobody's lace. That's a Halloween. That is a Party City wig. You got that last Halloween, and since we weren't going out because of COVID, you saw like, oh, I'm gonna be cute, girl. Let me put this on my head during the summertime. No, bitch. That is put the Elvira shit up. Cause that no. The goddamn mess. Ron, you know what?
I'm
gonna send it to your cellular phone.
I'm done.
You're not done.
I'm done.
Send this shit to your faggot right now.
I'm going to tell you why that's so fucking terrible. Let me tell you why it's so terrible.
What?
Because here I go. I got this new phone. I ain't download no apps for this shit yet. So I'm downloading the shit so I can look in the office, see that shit, and here you go sending it to me. I'm talking on the phone. My phone about to blow up. It's doing too much shit at once. Look, shit just came through. It's updating here on the fucking blue app. That's what you call it, right? The blue app. Nigga got words for everything. I be thinking of shit. And I'm fucking doing it. My phone doing too much, nigga. I'm nervous. It ain't an Apple phone. It's just a motherfucking Samsung. It's doing too much. And I was looking at porn at the same time and playing a Scrabble.
Exactly. Like, first of all, you shouldn't have been playing Scrabble and watching a flick at the same time.
Why? You can minimize the porn, put it in the corner. Oh, my bad. I'm sorry.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I'm not gonna lie to you. I do that too. But I'm just saying, doing that right now?
Anybody supposed to know that?
Yeah, you're not supposed to be doing that while we're on the show.
Listen, we haven't talked about on the goddamn show before. Y'all know we have. Y'all know we have. How did I get logged out? Wait a minute. I got logged out the show on my TV. Wait 1 second. Un momento, por favor.
What?
Yo, why she just sound like Whitney Gilbert right there?
She sure did. She sure did. That's not even how that's... Okay, fine. Okay.
I know how to say it. I just said it wrong on purpose. It's un momento, por favor. I know what to say. I know what to say. But, so y'all want to get, let's see what time is it. 11 o'clock, y'all want to get to the game? Because we got about 8 more minutes before 11 o'clock.
Oh, we can get to it at 11.
Let's get to that at 11. Anybody else got some shit they want to get off their chest before we get to 11 o'clock?
I don't necessarily got no shit to get off my chest. Maybe it is. Uh-oh. But this is the dilemma that I have, right? So, my job is asking for volunteers to go down to New Orleans and assist in the recovery.
Mm-hmm.
And I had volunteered to go down there. Issue being to volunteer and get accepted, you have to be vaccinated. You are at a point right now where you could go up there and make a nice chunk of change, or you could stick to what you believe with your it just stands. I'm like, God damn it. Decisions.
Okay.
And they got to be made very quickly, like as in like yesterday quick.
Oh, But you got to be fully vaccinated to go or started the process?
That's the question that I sent back to my boss. You know what I'm saying? Because if you have to be fully vaccinated, then I won't be able to go.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
But
you just have
start,
the first shot. You know what I'm saying? Right. But see, me asking that question is a yes, I'll get the vax, leaning towards that.
But see, here's the thing, okay? Because you can go and if they let you be partially vaccinated, you can get the first shot. And as long as you get the second shot within that 30-day time period, because it has to be at least 28 days between it, you could not get the second one. You know what I'm saying? Does that make what you would? Because you. Okay.
Yeah, but
you
getting
know
one and getting.
Oh,
I mean, I don't know. If you'll get one, know what I'm saying? That's like saying, all right, I ain't going to drink all this piss. I'm just going to drink some of this piss. You know what I mean?
I mean, why did you have to say piss? Like, you couldn't say coke. You couldn't say this little piece. I'm going to take this twig of water. This nigga said piss.
Nah, because it's something I don't want to fucking take. I don't want no fucking corona vaccine. You know what I'm saying? But now I get, you know what I'm saying? See, this is why I never, like, judge none of the football players or basketball players that was like, yo, I'm not. I am. You know what I mean? You got to make your own decisions with your own body for your own paper. So I'm like, I don't know. We'll see. If I come back, you know what I'm saying? If y'all see me go down to fucking New Orleans, y'all know I done got it. I ain't got to tell you. You can tell by my fucking location.
Okay.
Yeah,
well,
but
I want to go to some money. Like, I'm the type, like, hey, look. It's about some money, okay, I might have to. And then a lot of places, if you do, they give you, well, some places, they either give you like a $100 gift card. I know here it was like a $100 gift card. And they're trying to up the amount so that people will get it.
You see what I'm saying? Now you're making me even more not want to get that shit. What the fuck you giving me money for? If this is such a good fucking thing, why are you incentivizing?
Why are you giving incentives for the virus? What, huh?
Why are you incentivizing me going and getting something that's supposed to be good for me? You usually only incentivize bad things. You know what I'm saying? Here, I know you don't want to do this, so let me give you this so that maybe that'll make you know what I mean? Does that make sense or no?
And I guess it's because they want more people to go on and get it because, you know, the rest of us who've already got it, they're like, look, listen, we still need you all to be team players because it's still rapidly growing here. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but
and
you don't need people to be team players in reality. You know what I'm saying? Because one, with all the fucking variants. Two, with, you know what I'm saying, if you get herd immunity, you know what I'm saying, there was a course of doing this without the vaccine. You know what I'm saying? Just, you know what I'm saying, get it, treat it, go through with it. You know what I mean?
But know what? You still have people out here who are like, oh, I'm not going to get it. I ain't vaccinated. Don't wear no mask on or nothing. And I'm going to tell you, and I'll tell you this because it was a conversation I just had a couple of days ago. There's this guy that I know. His friend called and he was like, man, why ain't talk to you in a few days? He was like, man, listen. I got COVID. He was like, I had a temperature for 10 days. Now, temperatures ain't supposed to last more than a day or two, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, over 100 for 10 days. His blood pressure, and I want you to also keep in mind that he is 40, okay? Keep that in mind. They said that his blood pressure was so high that he could have had a stroke at any time. You know why he called my friend that day? He called my friend that day to say, hey, nigga, we still going to Vegas in such and such a month. Nigga, you just got your taste back. Nigga, you just broke your fever 2 days ago. So I think it's more of the irresponsibility of these fucking humans that's out here in the street. Because you want to go to Vegas and you talking about I need somebody to share a room with. Nigga, don't nobody want to be in no room with you. Nigga, you going by yourself. You go spread COVID the way you want to go spread COVID because I'm not doing it. So it's so many levels to that shit. Yes, people who've been vaccinated have passed away from it. You know what I'm saying? So it's not necessarily a cure, but their symptoms weren't superly bad as these symptoms that this nigga got. And he admitted, I don't wear my mask. I still don't wear my mask like I'm supposed to. Nigga, you just had it. And you still not want to wear no mask? Nigga, you almost met Jesus. Jesus was about to come down, sit on the edge of your bed and say, come on, son, let's go. And the first thing your monkey ass want to do is hop a plane and go to Vegas? Nigga, get the fuck out of here.
All right, I'm sorry.
Oh,
fuck
Lord.
That nigga.
I feel like it's about to be some shit. Mm-hmm. I feel like it's about to be some shit.
No, because I just caught up to where y'all was at because I just did my downloading. You know what I'm saying? And I'm looking at this bitch. And she took this picture of herself.
Oh, that's a selfie. And your friend is in the picture with you.
She took the picture. This is a self-inflicted wound right here.
Yeah, she shot herself in the motherfucking chest.
In the motherfucking face with her lips looking like fucking, has she stroked?
Bitch, I'm fly. Hell, that's what she looked like, right?
No, she doesn't look like that, actually. No, I disagree.
What she look like?
She look like she's fucking coming back from a stroke and trying to straighten her face out.
Okay, it's 11 o'clock.
She look like.
It's 11 o'clock.
Mm. You know, friend in the background is looking like this bitch. Yeah, whatever. All right, go ahead.
Wait a minute. So, the friend in the background talks pure tail shit about the one that's in the picture with her. That's how I know these bitches don't like you. But you stayed in Mojaha and Kikin with them bitches. First of all, I know when a bitch don't like me. So, therefore, I ain't about to... A bitch, we not friends. You not my people.
And she straightened her face out, she wouldn't be halfway back. And if she put a hat on, she would be able to fix that whole forehead.
That wig is a hat.
All right, it's 11 o'clock. It's 11 o'clock. Please, just go.
The baseball hat.
Never know two, actually.
With a heart.
Oh.
Say what?
Oh, my gosh.
What you say? What was it?
It's 11:02. Let's go.
Okay. All right. So it's time for the hot seat. I wish I had some music. You know what I'm saying? For the hot seat, but I don't. Who wanna go first? Keisha Taylor.
I'll go first.
You go first with the question. Who is your question for?
I'm going first asking questions, or am I going first answering? I'll answer first.
You are asking the questions first, okay? Rules of the hot seat. You have to answer the question openly and honestly. You cannot pass said question. If you pass the question, you probably going to get joked on and saying you ain't shit. But you can't pass the question. So, okay, there we go. Malibu, Red Bull, pineapple juice.
Okay. Amash, what is really going on with your cluster of men's you got?
First of all, bitch, it ain't no goddamn cluster. But
oh, excuse me, your roster. What's going on with your roster?
I'm good. Like, what is... That's... on me. So my Tina is a Tina? Trina? My TT. Ron, are you here? You gotta correct me on this because I always tear up her name. Right now we are in a good space.
Good. Okay.
We're going on a date next weekend. So,
yes.
Yeah, because you know I'm taking him on the date September. So I'm taking him on a little date. I got some tickets to a little show that we're going to go to. And we're going to have fun, and we're going to laugh and kick in and shit. So we're good. So I'm going to give you an update on everybody. Because everybody's in their pot. Like, everybody is in their lane. Ain't nobody trying to cross over in no shit. Like, everybody is in their lane. That is where they supposed to be.
Okay, then.
Let's see. Yeah, that's what I ain't gonna update on it. Everybody in their lane. We out here happy. I wish we could all just merge together, but that shit ain't gonna happen. I know it ain't gonna happen, and that's just me wishful thinking. But, yep. Okay.
See, that's that bullshit. I'm going to tell you why it's that bullshit. Taylor, you fucked up. You fucked up, Taylor. She was about to go into the next nigga and the next nigga and the next nigga. And you said, yep, yep. And it gave her the out. Because she was like, yep, that's enough, Taylor. Nigga, she was right fucking there. I was about to be like, yo, sure sounds like a cluster to me. And she was like, we are all all right. Who is we are all if it ain't clustered? So she said, ain't no cluster. No, nigga, it's the bunches of motherfuckers like a pecan cluster, nigga. You the fucking caramel, that nigga the chocolate, that nigga the nougat, that nigga the nuts. Know what I'm saying? What the fuck, nigga? Cluster.
You want to update on everybody? Like, I feel like you want to update on everybody.
Nigga, she was right there, nigga. And he goes, Taylor, yup, okay. She's like, oh, shoo, oh, my girl bailed me the fuck out. No, nigga, hot seat, nigga, not lukewarm seat, nigga.
Okay, so, my travel buddy, we're good, we're having better communication because we had hit a rocky spot because of some shit some other people had inserted into our situation, but we're good, my other transportation person who does transportation, like I do transportation, but they're not a flight attendant, but they transport stuff. They don't transport humans, but transport products. Yeah, we just like saw him yesterday. And we hung out yesterday because, you know, sometimes I ride with him when he goes places. Oh, and he helped me fix my flat tire yesterday. So we're good. The educator, also good. Saw him early in the week before I left, before my trip. Good. He had a rough week the other week with some education stuff with the kids, and but we're good. Everybody's good. And yeah, I haven't talked to the man in the suit. And the reason why I haven't talked to the man in the suit is because I'm kind of
man. Fuck him. We ain't even worried about him. Fuck him. We ain't worried about him. Okay.
No, listen, because I think he's going through some shit, and I'm trying to be a really good friend. Like, I really... I'm trying to be a good person. Even though people be doing shit that make me not want to be a good person, I'm still a good person. So,
you see,
I think he's going
wait,
through
do you
some
see
shit.
The dynamic to it, y'all? So you was just saying you try to be a good person even when you don't want to, right? This nigga over here in fucking New Jersey was like, fuck the man in the suit. When you talk about the man in the suit, I don't like that motherfucker. I don't like his suit, his tie, his handkerchief. None of that, nigga. I don't like none of that, nigga.
I don't
here
even like
go.
Them fucking cufflinks. None of that. Nothing.
Hey,
I don't
none
like
of
none of it.
Here you might go, continuing. No, say she's like, yeah, but I think he's doing bad. Here you go, wait a minute, he's doing bad. Well, let's talk about the motherfucker then. Wait. What about those cufflinks? What is that, an ascot? Is there a spot on your ascot, you fucking twat? Know what I'm saying? There you go. Know what I'm saying? I like listening to y'all. I pick up on all kind of shit when I just listen. Oh, I'm going to stop talking so much. Oh, yeah, I like this.
But you see the dynamic, but you realize there's a dynamic between me and her. Like, I'm always trying to be the good person. She's always like, you know what? Fuck that bitch. Like,
nigga, she started out like, I don't want to talk about that nigga. You said he going through shit. She hit the fucking brakes, the air brakes, the parking brakes. She put her fucking feet through the floor like Barney Rubble.
Period. What he going through, he deserve it. Period. That's it. Oh, well. That's life, bucko. That's life.
Nigga said bucko.
Bucko. The words of the night is bucko and guss it up. We back to the wild, wild west.
Y'all niggas.
Okay. Yeah. So, I gave you my list. But we could, like I said, if we could all just get together and if we could all live happily ever after, I'd be fine. I'd be all right. Because each of them is so different. I realized my other person that's in transportation is my hood nigga. Like, I realized that yesterday. I said, yeah, you my hood nigga for real. Because he a hood
mm-hmm.
nigga. He can't. You know what I'm saying? Like, hey, got flat tire. I'll be there in a little bit. You know? Even though I got AAA, AAA would have took longer to come out than him trying to fix my tire. So I'm like, hey, can you come fix my tire, please? Peace, thank you. And, you know, it'd be rough. And I'm done. That's the one that, like, never mind. We good, though. The Malibu about to kick in. Won't get me.
And you know what? I read between all the lines. I understand, friend. I read between all the lines. You better.
One of them.
You better.
All right. Is it time for the next question?
Yes.
Yes. Oh, it's on. Oh, I'm still asking the questions. Vaughn. Let's see. Okay. What is going on with your neighbor? The lady, and sometimes your daughter watch her daughter.
The stupid girl.
Good.
I'm talking about the 38 C38.
Thank you. Thank you. So this is why we all need to sometimes take a step back and look at shit, you know what I'm saying, for what it is, what it could be, and what it may not be, but it's possible. So a couple of weeks, about 2 weeks ago, there was a shooting, right?
And
guy got shot in front of my building, and he got shot in his chest. And she was out there with, you know what I'm saying, it was a bunch of people outside. I'm upstairs in my house, you know what I'm saying, with my baby. And next thing I know, I hear some shit, whatever. I look out my window, and the one thing I see is everybody gone, but she's the one person laying over this dude that got shot and walking him through staying alive. Giving him some kind of inspiration, making him not be as scared as he would be if he was by himself. Every fucking tough guy gone. You know what I'm saying? Everybody left this motherfucker. The motherfucker, and he ain't even from over here. He just was dropping somebody off. So he's literally an innocent bystander. Well, everybody was innocent, but you know what I mean. It was just his bad luck to drop a friend off. And he gets shot in the chest. And so I looked at her. I'm like, yo, god damn. Then I remembered back to there was a so I live in 9. She lives in 10. There used to be somebody who lived in 11. And they were young. They were young people, and they had a party one time, and they started fighting. And she was the one, you know what I'm saying, to like break shit up and you go over here. You know what I'm saying, like a. And I remember that when this happened, I say all this to say that the heart of her shines out brightest in the worst times. So that has to be accounted for when you think about her as the person that she is. You know what I'm saying? So I was like, damn. You know what I'm saying? That's some shit because everybody else gone. She there walking this man through this, keeping it. She don't know this motherfucker. She just know what's right. And sometimes what she think is right is just because of society. But when it comes to the real shit of what's right and what's wrong, she's always on the side of right from what I've seen. And there in a critical way. Say all I have to say. This dumb bitch. Yo,
why
the fuck she go, all right, so her child was, both her children was down in Georgia. She get them, she go get them, she bring them back up here. One come back up here. The bitch had, after the fact I find this out, the baby and the grandmother was COVID symptoms. So they got a quarantine down there. So they stayed down there an extra 2 weeks. Anyway, baby come up here. Everything's supposed to be good with her, whatever, I don't know. And this weekend, or last weekend, I had my my baby, my 4-year-old with me. So she visiting, and I didn't know about no COVID shit. And I didn't know, you know what I'm saying, that her daughter was fucking, you know what I'm saying, sick. Well, I just know that her daughter's back. Oh, your daughter's back? Oh, my daughter's over here. All right, how about they play? All right. So she's at work, and there's a lady over there babysitting. So Margarita's over there babysitting. I go over there, Margarita. How you doing, Margarita? With the girls in the back? The girls in the back. Yeah. All right, young ladies. I'm going to bring y'all over to the house. Look at them. Everything. Whatever. I brought them over to play with Molly. I go in, you know what I'm saying? My oldest is in the back, and she started mumbling something and closed the door. I ain't realize what she said to after the fact again. You know what I mean? Story less long. 10 minutes into their visit, I look at the fucking youngest girl, and her nose looked like Roscoe from fucking Martin. I'm like, whoa, you stay right there. Y'all two come here. I took her sister and my daughter. Yeah, y'all come here. I gave them some hand sanitizer. Wipe your hands. Boom, went over to her. Here, come on, blow your nose. Picked that shit up, blah, blah, blah. Yeah, what's wrong? My older daughter comes out the back. Yeah, she's sick. Why you got her over here? Oh, this little half is sick. Didn't know that. Okay, got to go. Boom, take her ass back home. Well, your sister got to go home, too. Fuck it. I just take the baby out to eat now. Spend some money instead of some time. I'm sorry, that was wrong. So I was like, all right. Why you got your fucking children just sick and shit, and you leaving them with fucking, Lord forgive me, with fucking dope fiends? You know what I'm saying? So why, like, what the fuck is going on with you? Yo. I guess she's trying, but the heifer got a dope fiend watching her children. When her children came over to my house and they wrote, all right, so when the shooting happened, one of my windows gets hit, or two of my balcony windows get hit. Mm-hmm. So now there's plywood over those. So to brighten up the room, I said, I want y'all to draw and paint on the plywood. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So they fucking do me. And as they're doing that, the youngest was the infected one, right? The oldest, she's writing on the fucking wall. And I think I got a picture of it. If I got a picture of it, I'll send it to the office. And if not, I'll take one later. It's like an H. It's an A. It's a backwards B. It's some other shit. A backwards E, F. And that's what she wrote. And I'm like, are those Russian symbols? Like, is this little heifer, is she smart enough to know Russian? Like, this bitch ain't never been to Moscow. How the fuck she know that?
Maybe it's the shit they teach at the school.
So I asked her, I said, I don't want to say that name. I said, what's that? She said, that's the alphabet. Okay. What letter is that? C.
Okay.
I don't even think the hieroglyphics C look like that, nigga. I don't know what the fuck that is. Okay. What letter is that? That's B. Okay, that is a B, but it's backwards. That's what made me think this shit might have been Russian. Okay. So if that's B, I get that's A, that's right. Then why is this H in the beginning? You know what? I said, you know your alphabet? She said, yeah. I said, you don't know your alphabet. She said, I don't know, but my teacher knows it. I said, you know what?
I'm done. The teacher know it. Listen. The teacher know it. As long as the teacher know it.
Why are you not fucking doing simple things with your children? The big shit that come, motherfuckers almost get killed, motherfuckers get into altercations that could escalate. You take care of those things beautifully. Little shit like A, B, C, D, E, F, G. That shit is too much for you?
Teaching no one. Teaching
your daughter how to fucking wipe her pussy. The little girl was wiping back to front. Nigga, even I know that's wrong. I mean, come on, man. So, yeah, you want to ask questions about my motherfucking next door neighbor, nigga? That's the fuck shit. So my daughter don't even fuck with her no more. Ever since her children went down to see their grandparents, and now my daughter working and she going to college, so she ain't got no time for them little bastards anyway.
That was a lot.
I didn't think
that was going to end that way. I didn't think that was going to end that way.
Give her so many kudos. Like she was doing great things. And
yeah, I mean, but that's the dynamic that you have to weigh when you look at people, and it's with all of us. You know what I'm saying? It may not be to that extreme or whatever. But we all, know what I'm saying, got that shit that we do good and that shit that we do bad and the yin and the yang and all that. Yeah. So I get it.
Mm-hmm.
But it's really, to me, so wide. You know what I'm saying? So drastic a motherfucking swing. But I don't know. It is what it is.
I was going to shake my head. Okay, I have a question. Okay. Keith and Taylor. So, tell us about married life. What's it like? You got May, June, July, August, September, about 5 months in. How was this treating you?
You know what? To be honest, it's not really much of a difference between us. We still go about our normal day. The way we normally would. The only thing that's different now is just little stuff like paperwork, and that's it, really. There's nothing really changed drastically between us. That's really about it. Like, we did, you know, like, we still do our normal everyday routines. We still, you know, watch our shows and hang out just like we used to. It's just now that we're married. And, yeah, it's not really much of a change.
Ron, do you think that you would ever decide to get married or anything at this point?
I could absolutely see myself getting married. I've recently thought about that, not necessarily because of any particular feelings, but just the logistics of what that would look like. You know what I'm saying? Like the emotional investment aspect, the family structure, you know what I'm saying? Like, I was just looking at what that would look like with my current woman. And I guess that's a good thing. You know what I mean? What happened?
Wait a minute. Where was I at? What did I miss? Why you got a woman?
It's not.
Yeah,
it's not.
Girl.
I got a shame. Yeah, where are you? Oh, something. Oh.
Wait a
Come
minute.
On,
what happened? Okay.
Oh,
I can't. I cannot wait for my hot seat. Okay, go ahead. Let's wrap this up.
She's so silly. I could see myself, you know what I'm saying, doing that. When I came down here to Virginia, I came with my youngest mother, and I had asked her to marry me. So, I mean, it is definitely something that I see. I don't know if it's meant for me. I don't know if I can be the man that will give the wife what she needs. I don't know. But we'll see.
Okay. All right. We'll see. We can see. Now, if we do have a party, I'm there. Okay? I'm at the party. I'm going to be there. I'm gonna dance at your party. I'm going to drink at your party.
I'm done with you. This motherfucker. I'm gonna be there. I'm gonna get there. And if there's any furniture, I may stand on it and dance.
No, I did not stand on any furniture at Keisha Taylor's party. I didn't stand on no furniture. I did change my
shoes. She surely did not. She did not stand on no furniture.
I changed my shoes and
nobody
my hat, and I
nobody was on nobody's tables or nothing like that at the wedding. Everybody was on their best behavior.
I danced.
Yeah, see, I'm a different kind of motherfucker.
I'm still look. Even if you decide, now listen, I only do one wedding a year. Okay. I'm going to do one wedding.
Unless you got the next 7-8 years lined up, you know what I'm saying? Oh, we good. We good. You ain't got to worry about me. I ain't gonna have no time to. I ain't going to knock nobody else off the rotation.
Listen, I just want to dance at the party. You can't wait 7-8 years. I need you to wrap this shit up.
Stop.
No, Lord. Okay, Ron, it's your turn.
All right, who I go to first?
Nigga, just pick somebody. Just do it.
All right, so I'm going to stay with you, Taylor.
Mm-hmm.
You say nothing much has changed, right?
Mm-hmm.
I want you to... I don't know if you need to take a second or if you already know this, but I want you to look at what you think should have changed that hasn't changed yet in marriage.
I would say the only thing that I feel like should have changed but didn't change was just our location, where we live.
Gotcha.
That's it, where we live. When you think of marriage, you think of, you know, getting married and then you're buying a great big old house. But, I mean, that's the one thing that hasn't changed. But it's not necessarily a bad thing. It's not that I'm complaining. That's just the one thing that hasn't changed. As far as our communication and our interaction with each other, like, nothing's really changed in that area. You know, we still adults, so we still do what we do when we do it. So nothing outside of that is really should have changed, but hasn't changed as of yet.
Now, when you said we're all adults and we do when we do it, that opened up 5 other questions. So I'm done with you. I'm going to move on because we're going to circle back around to your ass as soon as possible. All right. Imaj.
Yes.
Question.
Answer.
I'm not even going to do that. Oh, I was about to get messy. I'm not going to do that. No. I was gonna ask a question about Sleeping Beauty.
Sleeping Beauty. Ooh.
He got COVID.
Let me ask you this. I'm like, you ready? Baby girl, what differences have you seen in her, if any, and what are you expecting to see in her as she embarks on this new, you know, college thing?
So my child is very different than others. She does, like, you know, let's compare her and me at 20, okay? Me and her at 20 are two different souls. All that child does is go to work, go to school, come home, watch TV, and that's it. She doesn't like to be around too many people. Like, when her friends come home from school, she will spend one day with them. She was like, I can't do them no longer than a day. When she went to the beach with them over the summer, she stayed 3 days. She was like, I'm ready to come home. She's such a homebody. Like, she's okay with being at home. Like, she is all right. She don't... Me, at her age, I'm running the streets, pregnant with you. You know what I'm saying? So... she's a good student. Like, she's the type of student that you want to have homework done. You know, shit be due by a certain date. She gets it done on time, before the date. She doesn't slack. She gets her grades. She's been on the dean's list every semester since she started. So she's a good kid. Like, she just does what she's supposed to do. And I'm grateful for that because y'all know I'm gone majority of the week, and I can trust her to do what she's supposed to do. And she's with her. She's, if you can't find her at home, she with her nana. She hanging out with my mama. That's her best friend. My mama is my child's best friend. And it's so funny because they bicker back and forth. I was sitting there listening to that shit today. I was like, why are y'all arguing? What are y'all doing? My mama's like, you make me sick. She was like, I don't care. I know I make you sick, but whatever. Like, I don't know. Like, she's just so, I don't know. She's a good kid. And I appreciate that because I'm not worried. I'm not like, you know how some moms is like, oh, God, my daughter's going to be for the streets. Because you can tell whose kids is about to be for the streets. You can tell.
This is true.
When they post pictures of their kids, you be like, you know what? Your child's going to be for the streets. She going to be for the streets. She going to be it. But, no, my kids don't. And if you and I would tell you if there was a bad thing about my kid, like my child, she make my like, you know what I'm saying? So she's a good kid, as long and with your daughter going to college and everything, as long as she not. The first thing I told my daughter was like, listen, don't you worry about them goddamn boys. They different. These boys out here is different from them boys that you were talking to in high school. These grown motherfucking men that's boys.
You ain't never lied. That sounds like an oxymoron, but it's true.
It makes perfect sense.
Perfect sense.
I said, look, listen. They going to try to holler at you. They going to try to stop you in class and talk to you about some shit. You say, sir, have a good day. Be blessed. And go about your business. Because
that's it.
They ain't gonna mean you no good. None at all. So you just your
that's not good to say. That's not good to say. Don't
Nigga, did you know you in college?
Yes.
Okay. And what did your youth self say and do? You were trying to bust down everything, weren't you?
Not
Ron,
everything.
Don't you even try
multiple
to say that you
yet.
Didn't, because you got crabs in college.
Right, but that ain't got nothing to do with, you know what I'm saying, the amount. That just mean I know what I'm saying, I went fishing in one, you know what I'm saying, crabbed up, you know what I'm saying, fishing pond.
I don't, but
I mean,
all I want her to do is go ahead, get the education. Say what?
I would just, like, yes, I did what I did, most of us did, but to say that we don't wish you, they don't wish you no good, like, that just makes, to me, that gives the impression that all the dudes you go run across is going to be on some bullshit and go stagnate you. And I'm like, nah, because there's been more in my life and relationships that I've had, more females have left in a better position than in a worse position.
And that's okay. And that's all right for you. But these niggas down here ain't shit. For me, and I say this because the story that was told about me was you tried to trap my brother. Bitch, where? Because I'm in a better situation than your motherfucking brother. But I tried to trap him. Girl, he ain't the catch. He is not the catch of the day. That nigga is
not the catch of the day.
That nigga is not the halibut.
You know what I'm saying? He is not the catfish. He ain't the salmon. He ain't the. He ain't the bass.
Tuna is not
he the ahi. Trout. Not the flounder.
The
nigga
trout.
Ain't even tilapia. You know what I'm saying?
He is the big mouth bass. That's who the fuck he is.
Like, did you hear me say he's not even the tilapia? That's the man-made fish.
Right. That nigga, he a what's that bitch name? Mrs. Pauls? Mrs. Pauls.
Like, he the what? Bitch, you got me fucked up.
Pauls and fish-ass nigga.
Right, like, who? Huh? What? Girl?
You don't know the green box, Mrs. Pauls?
I don't know.
First of all, what you're not going to do. No. You could talk about Miss Paul. I thought you were talking about Gordon Fisherman, but you're not going to do is mention him. But you were talking about Mrs. Paul. You carry on.
No, Miss Paul is better than Gordon. What you talking about? Miss Paul is much better than
Gordon.
No, it
ain't.
Nigga, you bugging.
You bugging.
I don't trust that nigga.
I don't trust that.
Oh, Lord. Mm-mm. Oh, yeah. Some of these niggas, throw them niggas back. Let somebody else have that bullshit and that headache.
All right. I mean, I get what you're saying. I don't disagree. And the gist of what you're saying, like, get your shit together. Don't worry about these motherfuckers. You know what I'm saying? It'll be better that way. I'd rather face it that way. You know what I'm saying? And
okay,
these niggas
well,
ain't shit.
It that way.
You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? See, that's like, you know what I'm saying? As a father talking to your son, being like, yo, these bitches ain't shit. Don't fuck with none of these little hoes. And that's not right to say. You know what I'm saying?
Because
some of y'all are worth shit.
Sticking your weenie. You should be like, don't go around sticking your weenie in every little thing because some of these bitches, they ain't good to you. Listen, you
No. See,
this
is what I'm saying.
Education.
Why for females is some of and for niggas is none of? You see the bullshit right there you trying to give me? Don't give me that bullshit.
Some of.
I will not
of.
Accept that bullshit.
It's the same amount. Some of, none of. Same thing.
Not go do it. Can't do it. Won't do it.
I am on drink number 4. I'm sleep good tonight.
Jeez, I'm asleep
I'm
good tonight.
Drinking such- because I done drunk half a bottle of Malibu.
Okay. So now it's a Maj.
No, it's not. It's back to Keisha Taylor.
Oh, good. Yeah, yeah, yeah. We got to hurry up and get back to her. All right, go ahead. Go ahead.
Now, Ron. Uh-oh. Since you in a rush, I'm going to be in a rush, too. So when did you get...
You
were
already in a rush, nigga.
When did you get this lady, and how did this happen? Like, how did this come about?
I've known her for some time. We've known each other longer than, of course, than we've been in a relationship, but from the beginning of us knowing each other, there was a physical tension. I actually, at the time, was still going in people's houses and installing cable, and I installed her cable, and then I installed my cable up, you know. Oh, my bad. But, yeah, that's how we first met. I actually installed her cable, and she was like, thank you, because I had not necessarily went above and beyond, but I so she had to leave and go make a run. And usually in a situation like that, you're like, well, I can't stay in your house without you here. But I stayed there and continued the job and finished it or whatever, whoop-de-whoop. She's like, oh, thank you, blah, 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 whoop-de-whoop. Oh, you're so nice. You're so cute. I want to fuck you. Nah, but
That's how it happened.
And then from there, we just, you know, things have progressed.
Okay.
Any other questions? Any added? You know what I'm saying? No, you good?
When you say progress, what do you mean by progress? So, like, are y'all in a monogamous relationship, or y'all just seeing each other frequently?
Any female besides her that I have sex with, she definitely will have knowledge of. So, yes, it would be, I don't know if that's monogamous, but basically she, how can I put this? Whatever pussy I get, she'll know about it.
Okay, so you're not monogamous, but you en route. You could be.
I don't even know that I would say I'm not monogamous. If I'm getting pussy, she getting pussy. How about that? Is that a better way to put it?
Oh, so y'all just get it together.
I mean, that may be the instance. In some instance, she just wants to see me please. So it'll be me having something else. She may not have nothing to do. You know what I mean?
Okay. All right, then.
But if it happens, she knows about it. I'm not fucking women behind her back, is my point.
Okay.
Yeah, so that's what that is.
Okay. Well, I told Mr. Taylor, how did you not know this?
I don't know. I don't know where I was at. I don't know if maybe one day I fell asleep. Maybe y'all talked about it one day when I wasn't here. I don't know, but I know I didn't know nothing about it. Nothing.
Okay. I
think you just don't be paying attention.
Yeah, I mean,
many times I done said my Sean, and you didn't say your Tanya. You know what I'm saying? And you said my Tasha, my Tamika, my Tiffany.
Because I can't get the goddamn name right. I didn't know beginning with a goddamn T. That's why I'm
saying.
Oh, you know?
Yeah. Okay, I'm ready for my question.
All right.
I'm prepared.
Mm-hmm.
I'm prepared.
No,
okay.
I gotta
ask you.
Right, go ahead.
Yeah, okay.
I'm ready.
So here we go. So I'm gonna be petty. I'm gonna be petty and I'm gonna be messy. So what is your next step for Sleeping Beauty over there?
Yo, you're the fucking worst.
I'm Sleeping Beauty. So, me and my Tanya were talking today, Speaking of my tongue, we're talking today. And sleeping, let me take this off speak from. So Sleeping Beauty is going to Phoenix next week. And y'all know how I feel about people who go to parties and stuff, and they not vaccinated, they not wearing no mask, and just, you know what I'm saying? And I feel in my spirit that, and this is something that my Tanya said too, that feel like they would get it and wouldn't tell me. And then I have to fist fight them. Because y'all know I'm around any given day 200 people close, a thousand plus walking through the airport. So I told them, I was like, if that's some shit that pops off, you're going to have to come get me because I'm going to jail. I know for a fact I'm going to jail. You're going to have to come get me. And I'm like this. So when I find my new space in my new city, because I am moving, what are you going to do? You're welcome to stay here. You just have to pay all of these goddamn bills that's here. You're welcome to stay here. But you got to do better. You have got to want more for yourself. Got to. Because these hoes and partying all the time, you older than me, and you got ailments, and you know what I'm saying? Like, you should be taking better
care. Not ailments.
What?
I'm sorry, go ahead.
I think that you should be taking better care of yourself and not for the streets, because you're for the streets at this point. And it's rather alarming that you are willing, especially when you go to these functions, that you don't know who them people been around. You don't know. You don't care because your pictures show you don't have on a mask. You ain't been vaccinated. And you're heading to hot spots. You know what I'm saying? So it irks my spirit. It bothers me. I can feel it, and that's why. If y'all ever, I don't think you all realize it. You don't see me hanging with them like that. You don't see that. You don't. Because one, what am I always doing? I'm always got them working.
Work. If you see some work.
Okay. All I do is work. I work, I do homework, and I sleep. That's all I do. You might see me eating because my fat ass likes to eat. But, yeah, I don't go nowhere. If I go somewhere, it's very rare. I ain't been out like that. And, like, I'll go on outing. I'll go on a date. But I'm not, no. Too many of y'all like to tell lies about I've been vaccinated or I wear my mask. No, you niggas is out here looking like SARS and COVID all at the same time.
I'm done.
So.
Not SARS.
But I hope they have a wonderful time. I'm going to drive their car while they go. I'm driving all the way to Charlotte. Yep.
You stupid.
I'm gonna put about $20.
You put no miles on yours.
Nigga, do you know how many miles I put on mine in a week? The fuck. Especially if I have to do two trips to Charlotte. Like, let's say they're like, okay, you have airport reserve. Your airport reserve is at 7 o'clock in the morning until 7 is to 2. So 7 to 2 o'clock. And then be like, hey, we got a trip for you that starts tomorrow at 5 o'clock in the evening. So a lot of times I just trek my little ass back home and I'll go back the next day. It's already 90 miles one way. That's 180 miles in one day for me to trek back. Then turn around and do that shit again. Nigga, I changed my oil so goddamn much. It ain't even 3 months when I changed my oil. You know how it's like you change your oil every 3 months or every 3,000 miles?
Right.
Yeah. So, I sure am. I'm gonna take my Tanya out on a date in a goddamn car. Sure am.
I'm done.
Yup.
Not my
and I even told him, I said, because I was like, I said, so if you see me driving a car next weekend, don't you, I said, don't be alarmed. He was like, what? I was like, yep. I said, yep, I already told him I was going to drive it. At least I'm honest. At least I'm going to tell you before I do the shit. It ain't no surprise.
See another 1,100 miles on your odometer and wonder where it came from. No, that was me, sir. That was me.
I did that shit, and I'll do it again, bitch.
Boom. And she said it in my voice.
Your motherfucker would say something. Wish your motherfucker would.
Listen. But if they come back with the COVID, they can't stay here. Nope. You better quarantine at your mama house or quarantine outside. Cause
you'll tell her why she said they.
Oh, shit.
What was I supposed to say, Bill?
Yeah, that would have been less confusing because I thought you might have been talking about just his titties. I don't know. I was confused.
Oh, shit.
God, I did not. This is Jesus Christ.
Why are you talking about his double D's?
So I got home yesterday, and they was here. And I was like, why you ain't got no shirt on? Go put a shirt on. What are you doing? I was just about to get in the shower. Ew. Go put a shirt on.
Oh, shit.
I hope y'all feel the way I'm screwing up my face. Ew.
So stupid. Not just stupid, but so stupid.
Nigga, I find that shit so un-motherfucking acceptable. On so many levels. One, I don't want to say good.
So many levels.
I don't want to feel cute. Unacceptable. Nigga, you... Ew. Yuck. But... I'm sorry. My face is screwed up. I'm about taking a drink.
All right, who's next?
I think it's my turn. I ain't got no question. Wait a minute. Do you know what, Ryan? While I'm thinking about my question, you can go.
Thank you. Appreciate you. Taylor?
Yes.
Okay.
You rang.
Not yet. I'm about to.
Okay.
This Madden thing is a few months new, right? Since your nuptials, the Asian dude was prenuptials, right?
Huh?
The Asian
Remember
dude. That was
when the Asian dude. Yeah, the Asian dude was prenuptials.
Yes. Very much so. Yeah.
Okay.
That was
so
before we even got the question.
Yeah.
So now that you've
got
married, has there been any other men that have caught your eye?
No. Surprisingly.
Oh,
no.
Look at love. Look at love. I want to do it, love. Mm-hmm.
No.
Wow, I'm gonna get to that. Like, you know what? Never mind. One day.
No. No. I've gotten attention, and it'd be like, oh yeah, okay, that's nice. No, thank you. No, I'm married.
Oh, they're like saying I'm married. That's what that is.
I'm married.
I have a nigga. I don't need you. My husband.
Wow.
Yeah.
Listen. Now,
mm-hmm. I had a coworker that used to like me that used to like to call me Keisha, but like by my first name, and I never liked this person. So after I got married, I only wanted them to refer to me as Mrs. Williams.
My name is Mrs. Williams to you. Don't call me anything other. And if I catch you doing it, bitch, I'm gonna knock your teeth out. That's how she said it.
That's funny. That's exactly how that conversation went. That's hilarious. That is hilarious. That's exactly how that conversation went.
I didn't even know that. Yeah.
I'm done with both of y'all.
Yeah.
Wow. Let me tell you, if my Tanya said today, hey, guess what we about to do? I'm like, what we about to do? We about to get married, bitch. Go ahead. Come on, let's go. I will drop the rest of these niggas quick. Quick. Like, oh, that's what we doing today? Okay. Well, let me go ahead and get myself together. Go get my dress, get my shoes, make this guest list.
So since we talking about hot seats and you got to answer honestly, then I feel like since you're technically like filibustering right now, then we're technically on the hot seat. So I have to be honest. I don't fucking believe you. I don't.
You don't believe me.
And it's not so much that I don't believe you that you would agree to marry him. The part I don't agree, you know what? I don't even disagree that you would drop all these niggas. What I disagree with, and you didn't say it, but you insinuated to it, is the fact that you would leave them niggas dropped. That's what the fuck I disagree with.
Oh, no. No, then let me tell you how that's going to go.
Them niggas
going to get invites. They going to get invites. They are going to RSVP.
No,
they going to get invites.
No,
they are going to get invites.
No, I'm not.
That's messy. I don't think she that messy.
No. I would not.
Because one of the motherfuckers might have feelings and shoot that bitch up. But...
remember, one of them niggas is hood. You remember, one of them niggas is hood. One of them niggas is hood. And he carries a gun all of the time. So,
shoot that pew, pew, pew. That's 22.
That's what that fool said earlier today when I said I would kill the other person. But no, like, I would probably have to be like, you know what? I would have to sit down and have a conversation with each one of them.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I would literally have to have the conversation like, hey, look, I respect you enough to have this conversation with you. Because if I didn't, I'd be like, you know what? Fuck them niggas. I don't care. But I have enough respect for them to say, hey, look, at this point, I have decided that I am going to go to the next step with this person. And we can't be friends. And we're going to have to Deborah Cox and RL this shit like we can't be friends. Because I'm going to feel tempted. You're going to feel tempted. It's not okay at this point. We can't be friends. It's gonna hurt like hell.
That's that bullshit. You wanna know why that's that bullshit?
Why?
Because that's not addressing the issue.
What
the issue?
What's the
that's
issue?
That's a Carolina kitty.
We got to break up. Nigga, we got to break up. We not going to be able to do this shit no more. I can't, you know, do all this extra
shit. So wait
shit.
A minute. So are we going to actually retire the Carolina kitty? Is that what we're doing? Are we going to retire?
If I get married, I can only be Carolina kitty for the one. I can't be it for everybody.
Nobody said nothing about everybody. But what I'm saying is that it ain't just going to be one.
You know, wait a minute. So you feel like after I get married, there still be somebody? Why would there?
I don't think that the things that please you and fulfill you are necessarily sexually in the man that you say just asked you to marry you in this hypothetical situation.
You know what? How can I say it? They understand.
So
I like
things
shit
are gonna
like
have
that.
To be repressed. So either you're gonna have to repress those wants and those, you know what I'm saying, those feelings. And that may build animosity or something else. Or you're going to have to ultimately communicate and hopefully he will in some ways transform.
But the flair that thing. He knows
yes,
I like certain shit. He knows I like certain shit, right? Like, I don't mind being tied up and shit. I don't mind if you, you know, get to the root of my scalp. I don't mind if you put your hands around my neck every now and again. Every time.
Do I have to grab your bag to make you listen to me? Oh, my bad.
But he understands that because we've experienced those things. Now I don't think he likes the fact, like, I liked all three holes explored. But he's done it, but it's not something that he is like, I'm going to do this. Where with two others. They like, okay, I know that in the situation, she needs all three fulfilled in said experience in this moment in order for her to get what she needs. So now if he could understand that, then I'm all right. I could be okay. Sometimes, and then I remember early on, he had learned a piece about me that he was like, so when am I going to get to experience that piece? And I was like, I don't know. I don't think I'm ready to share you in that piece of that world yet. And that was me. Where another nigga, I don't even give a fuck. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'll share you, nigga, whatever. But him, I'm not. That's my little sweet piece of the world that you don't want to share. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm. Not only does it make sense, it sounds like the same thing. Wait, did you just say the same shit that I just said, just smarter?
I didn't say smarter.
It just
was wrapped in a prettier package. That's all.
It was cute. It had a bow on it. It was sweet.
instead of your one bow, she put two bows. That's all.
Yeah, right. So, and it was sparkly.
Yeah, yep, she put a sparkly bow on it.
Sparkly and pink.
But
the thing is this, like, and this is a conversation that me and Keisha Taylor have had before, like, especially when it came down to the sex part of it. And because I remember, and she might remember even a conversation, I was like, with him, I can come for days. But the others, I got to be like, hey, you got to do all this shit for me to be able to do that. You know what I'm saying? Like, so,
all right, hold on. I'm sorry. I'm a jerk.
You are?
Fuck them. Fuck sex. Right? Does he inspire that creative side of you that I personally think needs to be stroked a little more?
I'm confused.
So,
I don't know what you mean.
You know you got to talk slow to her. She's been drinking.
Hey, I'm on number four. So I'm like, what? I don't know what you're talking about right now. I'm stupid.
There was one point in your life that creatively you were part of three different shows, right?
Right.
There was one point in your life where you were actively writing, correct?
Yep.
And I personally think those are talents that you have. Communication is a thing that you do well, and you can do well. You have done well. Expressing yourself in a creative way, whether it be, you know what I'm saying, verbally or written, is something that I think you do well. So my question is, does he inspire you in those ways, push you in those ways?
So, okay, meaning that does he inspire me to
this
continue?
This nigga is not still asking me what the fuck I mean. I'm done.
I'm just trying to make sure.
I told you.
So that I can answer certain questions. You mean like does he? It's like, is he the reason that I may sit down and write something, or does he support my goals? I just want to make sure that I'm going in the right direction.
Yes. To both of them, motherfucker. Oh, so whatever. There's no right direction. What it seems like you're doing is you're hesitating.
No, because that's the thing. Like, he supports the shit that I do. Like, up and down supports the shit. If I was to sit down right now and write a love poem, he would be the inspiration behind that shit. If I was to decide, you know what I'm saying, like, say Shamor wants to bring back the wine down, and I say to him, hey, I already know that my schedule is retarded. Between work, school, and trying to do a Friday night show, Shamor wants to bring back the Wednesday night wind down. I think I want to do it. He's gonna sit down, one, and say, do you think that you have time for that? One. He's gonna say, okay, now if you really want to do that, how are we gonna balance this out? He said, because before, when you were doing three shows a week, working two jobs, because I still work at the pharmacy.
Right.
Working two jobs and then deciding to go to school. What are you going to do? How are you going to balance this out? Because he's always been the balance. As y'all see, as I started to get a little bit closer to him, he started to balance me out. He made me take time off and rest. So that may be why I gravitate to him a little bit more, because everybody's like, you can do it. He's like, hey, you need balance. You need to rest. If you pass out somewhere, then what? So does he support the things that I do? Yes, but he's also going to make me look at it and say, where do you have the time? Where can you do this? Can you balance this out? Will you still have time to rest? Because now the job that you have requires you to have some rest. You can't just be working it willy-nilly, ain't slept in 2-3 days. So to answer your question, he brings that to my world.
Thank you.
I mean, I guess it answered there, right? I don't know. I don't know. I just be answering. Y'all want to see a dead body?
You do. The reason I say that is because, you know what I'm saying? Like, some of the relationships I've had in the past, there were certain voids that were there. You know what I mean? And
mm-hmm.
I think if you are going to be an artistic person that expresses their art, doesn't need anybody else but that art to, you know what I'm saying, be happy in some instances. But if you choose to be in a relationship with them, you need to be able to support that artistry in some way, right?
I agree. Who used to read my blog when I used to write Mingle, Single and Ready to Mingle? And I was just a single as the day is long. And some of them shits was about him, about going on dates with his ass.
You stupid.
So, come on now. Y'all nicknamed him the Moon Man. Like, y'all seen the progression here.
I know.
Yes. As I sit here looking at a pair of shoes that he bought me. You know what I'm saying? Like,
A pair?
I said A pair outfit because I'm planning on, because I want to wear them on the date next week.
I'm almost positive that you can find 73,000 pairs in his porch.
I got multiple pairs of shoes that he bought me, and I wear them. I got some tennis shoes that he bought me. I wear them. But what I'm saying is that you've seen the progression. You've seen how I've gone from, this nigga gets on my goddamn nerves, I wish he'd stop talking to me, to literally that's the only person I want to talk to every day. Nigga, you Birkin.
No, I'm not.
No, I'm not. You know what I'm saying? So, And as we, you know, reached the point of, you know, we broke up. Most people didn't really know that we broke up. We took a break. We vowed to be better friends, and that's what we're doing. So, yeah, occasionally we go on dates to hang out with each other. We've been going on more lately. So we're moving in the right direction. And, like, he's trying to start his own company. And I'm like, hey, go for it. What you need from me? I'm here to help in any way, shape, or form. You need a secretary? I am really good on the phone. I have a really good 9-to-5 voice. You need me to do some QuickBooks? I may not know how to use that quite yet, but I can learn.
You stupid.
No, like, for real, he asked me that, and I was like, no, I've never used that before. I have used Excel. I said, but if you need me to learn QuickBooks, I can learn that shit. Just give me some time to learn it, because, you know, I got my school, too. So I can't do that and talk about the constitutional law.
How about y'all just put $45 a month aside each and pay that $90 a month and hire somebody to do that shit for him? It'll be better.
Actually, I'm always doing some shit. Now, when he bought the new laptop, being that my schooling is in different IT stuff too, I was like, well, I'll come over and I'll check out your new laptop, see what it needs, and we'll go from there. Like, I don't mind helping. I'm here for you. I am absolutely in this so we can win this. Listen, did
you thank you for signing off, pimpish.
You know what I'm saying? Like, we in, like, for, stupid. But like, I'm not, and it's so funny because one of them, I ain't going to say which one, said, I am not nurturing. And I'm sitting here thinking, like, nigga, the fuck, I'm the most nurturing-ass person in the motherfucking world. Now, if you don't give me anything to motherfucking nurture, then you don't gonna be that.
No, you are both. You are, see, but that's what I was saying about my next-door neighbor, the yin and the yang, both sides of you. You are nurturing, but you are also unnurturing. And it just depends on which motherfucker, you know what I'm saying, turns that faucet on, because he may turn on the left faucet, the unnurturing one, instead of the right one. Nigga, yeah, but you got both of them shits in you. Absolutely. Yeah.
But I'm trying to figure out how you not see, and I'm trying to be like, you know what, I'm trying to let you see that part. Like, I'm sweet. I am the sweetest of the sweet, but I'm also going to be a Sour Patch Kid. But,
yep.
Now I can't be that sweet-ass person all the time, because there are going to be some instances where my show out needs to show. But, yeah.
That bothered me that particular day.
That bothered me.
But that, I mean, that's just, you know what I'm saying? That's because they're not looking at you for, you know what I'm saying, the totality of you. They're looking at you for the part of you that proved their point to be right. You know what I mean? Like, you can look at me and be like, yo, that dude is brilliant. Look at this that he did and point to something that I did that's brilliant, and it'll maybe prove their point. Somebody else could be like, yo, that dude is a coward, and point to something cowardly that I've done in my life. And prove their point. You know what I mean? Like, if we just looking at certain things.
Yeah. We just looking at you as a vessel or something versus a human. It took me back, because I was like, so I had to ask him, I said, to you, what does nurturing look like? And they gave me a list of what nurturing looked like to them. And I was like, so let me process and give it to you the way that I understand it. Just like I had to ask you the question again and be like, okay, for me to have a better understanding, is this what you mean? You know what I'm saying? So I did that, and I was like, they were like, you know, touch and affection. I was like, well, I'm a affectionate person, but I'm not the person that's going to be hanging all over you like I'm a garment and you're trying to wear me. I'm not that person. I'm going to hold your hand. I'm going to sit at this table. If you're sitting directly beside me, my hand is on your knee. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm that person, but I'm not, God, I got to be touching you all the time. Let me put my titties on your back. I'm not that person. Now, I may put my titties on your back later, but we're not doing all that shit.
No, what's wrong with titties on the back? Who don't like a good nipple on their fucking, you know what I'm saying, rotator cuff?
Yeah.
Not the rotator cuff.
But you know, I'm short, so it's not necessarily, you know, it's not, I'm not going to overly do it. I'm not that extra. And my shit's a little bit more subtle. You know what I'm saying? Like, if we're driving in the car, my hand is on your knee or on your thigh or some shit. Like, it's that. It's not that hanging off of you shit. And then it was,
so
they said, anticipate.
All right, so let me get this straight. What he was trying to say is, you ain't on my dick enough.
I'm done. But I'm on it. Never mind.
You stupid.
You
know what I'm saying? He's supposed to be the homecoming king, you know what I'm saying, from high school, and you're supposed to be the oh, we love you, Johnny. We love you, Johnny. Get the fuck out of here, nigga. Yeah, take this little hand on your thigh.
I'm not. Take this hand on your thigh, Ma. You know, you holding my hand and shit. Take that shit. But I'm not about to do that, because I'm just not that extra. I'm not about to sit here and stroke your ego every chance I get. That's just not me. I'm showing you my affection for you. Like, and then he was like, you need to anticipate my needs. And I was like, nigga, I don't read motherfucking minds. You're not telling me some shit. Like, what do you need from me? today? Like, what do you need me to do? Do you need me to be more present in the situation today? You, I'm not gonna be up your ass. I'm not gonna do that. I got other shit to motherfucking do than be up your ass.
Well, then, now, I mean, you could have been a dick about it and been like, all right, I have anticipated your needs. You need food, clothing, shelter, nigga. You ain't motherfucking butt-ass naked. You underneath the roof, and there's a plate of food right there in the microwave waiting for you. Leave me the fuck alone with this anticipating your needs shit, nigga, because you don't need a motherfucking thing. So now you're talking about your wants. So now you're talking like a little bitch because you sound all emotional. I want this and you're not doing it for me.
I can't stand you. I cannot stand you.
At all.
You are the one I can't stand. I'm sick of you for this.
No, it's me.
So I started, Because so I started, you know, doing certain things. Like, I feel like that is me anticipating some shit. Like I said, and to say who it is my travel person. And I'm like, So now instead of you having to wake up as early in the morning and check yourself in for a motherfucking flight, I've woken up at ass early in the morning and checked you in for your flight, made sure that you had your seat and all of that shit. And you're appreciative of that because, like, oh, I forgot I needed to do that. Thank you so much. For it. And to me, that's – am I wrong?
No, you're not.
Okay. So I tried to do better in that shit. And what was the other one? What was something else? I can't remember the last one. Oh, well. But anyway. But I just felt like, yo, nigga, I'm fucking trying. And I'm trying this shit from miles away. Like, I'm not in your face to be what you want me to be. I'm not that person. Nigga, you know I work, right? I work, and my job takes me other places. So even if I was in your face 24/7, I'm not in your face 24/7 because I got the motherfucking work. So it bothered me to say, you know, you're not nurturing enough. I'm like, yo, nigga, you're not my kid. I'm not supposed to nurture you. Pity in your mouth all the goddamn time. All the time. Somebody come.
That nurturing is only to a certain degree. Because once you get to a point, it's starting to feel like you want me to be your mama.
And the shit that he was talking about, I don't know if necessarily is nurturing. It's definitely affectionate. You know what I'm saying? It's definitely, you know what I'm saying, you want her to be more responsible for you. You know what I mean? Things of that nature. But I don't know if that's nurturing, because in nurturing, you nurture. What I get from nurturing is you want to give somebody what they need until they can do for themselves. So I know what I'm saying. I'm here to give you the foundation, you know what I'm saying, until you can do for yourself. That's what nurturing is. You know what I'm saying? It ain't fucking rubbing your fucking feet. That ain't nurturing. That's fucking.
And I don't even mind doing that shit. Like, but this is what I need from you. If you ask me to be a certain way for you, guess what you need to be? You need to be that shit for me, too. For the simple fact, like, if I just, like, I'm not the needy type, but if I say to you, I had a rough week. This week I lost. And I'm saying, this is how my week just went. Y'all, I lost one of my coworkers from my old job from Citibank this week. Me and her were cool, super tight. We talked all the time. We kiki. I would pass my books along to her after I done finished reading. Like, girl, this is a good book. Go ahead and read it. Give it back to me when you're done. You know what I'm saying? And the fact that she passed away suddenly bothered me. It hurt me. I didn't even sleep good that night. And then my old coworkers are calling and they're like, is it true? Is it true? Is it true? And I'm trying to hold it together. So if I come to you and say, hey, I've had a really bad week. I just need you to be present in this moment so that I can have somebody to lean on, because your strong friend ain't feeling too strong right now. I just need to lean in, and you don't tap into that shit, but you want me to be motherfucking nurturing? Nigga, get the fuck out of here. I tell you why I go over here and lay up in this man's arms, because every time that I've needed him and I needed to cry about some shit, guess what? He been right there, listening to me sob, and ain't necessarily said a word, just holding me and letting me sob. And you question why I went elsewhere when I didn't give you that option. Oh, I gave you that option, but you chose not to be present.
Mm-hmm.
See why I need all these niggas? See why I need all these
niggas? You know what? Where's the white bitch?
I knew that was coming soon.
Why you got that?
See
why
you
got me white?
Like, cue the white woman. Excuse me, the white woman.
No, I'm not cueing the white woman. I'm just talking to you, bitch. I'm talking to you. Okay, I guess I could, and I can stop pressing booty. But, yeah.
No, I get
it
though. It's definitely something that we want to have, you know what I'm saying, reciprocity.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Usually that's how people do it. When you say to somebody, you give me a massage, or they start rubbing their back, right? Unless they ask you specifically what you want, the way that they're doing it is probably the way they like it done to them. You know what I'm saying? That's usually how we do things. The way that I make my chicken for you is usually the way that I like it made for me. You know what I mean? The way that I iron my pants is usually going to be the way I like them. I'm ironing yours the same way. All that being said, you got to pick up on little things like that and then communicate the differences. So I know you usually do it like this. Can you do it a little bit different this way? Oh, no problem. That's all in that back and forth shit. But for you to just to act like that shit don't exist, and just want it your way and don't want to give it back, that's some selfish shit. But, you know, fuck that nigga. Now cue the white woman.
Shut up, fool. Hard to pee.
You ain't have to say all that. See my nigga.
Sorry. I apologize. For the world. But yeah, I agree with you. I agree. Like, you can't be selfish like that. You can't be like, I need you to give me the world and everything in it, and I ain't giving you shit. The fuck? So let me tell you where you got yourself stuff at, buddy.
You stupid.
It's not fair, and it's not right, and you know, I'm the type of person, I shut the fuck down sometimes, and it's hard for me to open back up. Like, if I shut down on you, it's going to be hell on wheels trying to get me to open back up, and I struggle in that, because where you want me to be so understanding and forgiving, I can't be that understanding and forgiving anymore, because you've done something to make me be like, you know what, it's not necessarily I can't trust you, it's that I can't depend on you. And I'm a Taurus, so me, like, if I come to you with some shit, one, I normally don't go to nobody with no shit. So if I come to you with some shit, that's some real shit, so therefore you need to be present in that shit. I say shit a lot.
You stupid.
But I'm just saying, that's what that is. You know, especially when I'm emotional, but I'm not emotional. Does that make sense? I'm not going to outwardly always show my emotions. Like, if I'm worried about you, I'm not always going to outwardly worry. I'll worry on the inside. And so,
I got you.
But then I have my way of showing how I worry. Like, if I'm like, okay, you know, travel safe, let me know that you made it safely. That's just, that's me, and because in between that time, I'm worried. So your text message that says, hey, I made it, okay, I'm good. Like, I'm good. They made it safe. And I'm with that with a lot of people. Like, I have my help. So remember I was telling y'all about my friend who went over to Seattle last week?
No, can't say that I do. And I don't hear white women.
Shut up, man. So, y'all don't remember me saying my friend was being dumb and she was going to see some man and she don't really like the nigga?
That, I didn't know it was Seattle. Okay.
Okay, so she went to Seattle. So when she was getting ready to take off, I was like, hey, please, I said, safe travels, but let me know when you land. And she was like, okay, mama. I was like, I'm not necessarily trying to be your mama. I know it gets turbulent in that air. I just need to know that you made it safely. That's, maybe that's my way of caring. Because if I don't tell you to travel safe, if I know you're traveling and some shit that you going a long way, I might not care about you if you get that safe or not.
I'm done. You said, I might not care about you. I might not care about you.
But like, cause with my Tanya, every time he drives home to, or if he, with him, it's different. I do this when he say I just got off work, and I'm like, hey, drive safe. Let me know when you get home. That man only lives 20 minutes from his job, but I'm always like, let me know when you get home. Thank you. Appreciate you. It's different.
Right. I mean, I get it. And then it becomes not, is it just caring, but then it becomes habitual, and then it becomes ritual. You know what I mean? And it gets to the point where it's like, all right, this is just what we do.
Mm-hmm.
And there's nothing wrong with that if it works. If it works, you know what I'm saying, and that's our way of, you know what I'm saying? And then what gets ill with that is then you can tell how petty a motherfucker is when they don't do it.
Mm. Like, why didn't you tell me you made it home? Why didn't you tell me you made it to your destination?
Oh, my bad. Oh, every other fucking night, though, you could tell me, though. Man.
Just like, if I'm driving back home from work, everybody knows my fucking commute is an hour and a fucking half. Sometimes I take that fucking drive at midnight. You know how tired I am at that point? Listen, I'd be thankful that people be like, you make it home safe? Did you? Now, he has me down to a science that he can pinpoint me when I get home. Because I can pull up literally in my parking lot and have a text message before I get to my door and say, you home yet?
The nigga got a GPS, nigga. He got a GPS. He got a backup on your fucking car.
Not on the back of my car.
Underneath somewhere. In one of the door jams, some shit, some fucking crazy ass place.
If I be like, if I say, oh, I ain't made it home, and he be like, did you stop at Sharon's house? Or did you stop and get gas?
They can know you're lying because you got the fucking find my woman phone app.
No, literally, there's only a couple of places I might stop. Not find my woman app.
Yes, that's the name of the app. Yes, that's the name of the app. Yes.
Find my woman. Where's she at?
No, I don't give a fuck where she at. Find my woman's phone.
What if my phone ain't with what?
Well, then I need to know where the fuck your phone was. Exactly. And then if you ain't there, I can get there before you get there. I get to look up in that bitch now. How about that? Find my woman phone app. at a store near you. Download it in your Apple, Play, your Google Play Store.
Yeah.
Oh shit! Where is the white woman?
We getting ready to hit him. Cause you're a jerk.
My joke, you hear this nigga over here with her fucking whole left cheek with drool on it? You don't hear this. This nigga tell you can see she laying on her pillow right now.
No, I'm not. Why would you say that?
You sound tired to the motherfucker.
Shut up, Ron. Shut
oh,
up.
Oh, shit. Well, yeah, there you go. Sound like Weezy Jefferson.
Yeah, it's time. Shut up. Let's go.
All right. Next Friday, we're going to have a show.
Oh, shit. Friday. Sound like my fucking
so
uncle and the boys. He just don't look like him.
Shut up.
Shit. You shut up.
I'm done.
You sap sucker. Oh, shit.
Oh, God. We'll be here next week because I'm off next week. So we'll be here next week, and y'all be good. Don't get in trouble over the weekend.
Trouble.
Okay.
The fuck is that? Let me get in trouble. I don't do the trouble. Have a good night.
This nigga said, I don't do trouble. All right. Good night. Be good.
Good night.
Bye. Good night.
I don't do trouble.